The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, time now for the Kids Clinic. And Maggie Radetzka is with me. She runs Fun and Cut in Inchicore to talk about haircuts, particularly where there's maybe, Maggie, a difficulty in getting the child into the chair to get the haircut. So I know you guys kind of specialise in haircuts for children with sensory difficulties and maybe additional needs. Before we get to that cohort, just in general, how common is it that a young child doesn't like the sensation of somebody cutting their hair for the first time?
Well, hi, how are you? In general, we all have our little fears. So, you know, I'm afraid of spiders. Somebody else is afraid of a dentist, and we don't need to have any sensory difficulties for that. So for children, it might be a visit in the barbers just because they have no idea what to expect. And then in hairdressers, you know, they don't maybe use buzzers or, you know, anything like that. But in barbers, the children are introduced straight away to loud clippers and big scissors and all that. So it might be a little bit scary, yes.
Yeah. Oh, on some level, you're probably at home telling the children to stay away from all of these sharp things. And then
exactly.
you bring them into this room they've never been in before, and a man or a woman they've never met before is suddenly at their head with these sharp scissors.
Plus, you know, the barbers, they look very cool these days. You know, lots of guys are full of tattoos. They're well-built guys, you know. And the smurf like this is going to the shop and he sees a guy like that and they're like, oh my God, is this Hulk or what, you know?
Yeah. So with situations like that, and again, I do want to kind of talk mostly about the kids with sensory issues, but just for kids who are being brought along for the first time and there maybe is a bit of nerves, what's the advice to parents? Like what should they do or how should they talk
just
about it?
Start slowly and gently and without pushing. Without pushing into it. It's not said that the child has to have their first haircut by the age of two or the age of three, or they need to have nice and short hair for holidays. It just, you know, in their own time when they're ready for it. That's
okay.
It. I would just start slowly.
And when you then in Fun and Cut in Inchicore, when somebody comes in, a parent of a child, and they say, listen, this child has kind of additional needs, there's some sensory difficulties, what's the process then? How do you deal with that?
So the entire visit starts from the moment of booking. And then we can see that the person books a client for the first time with us. So then usually they have a chance of leaving us a little note, or we're going to call them and we're going to talk a little bit about that child. We want to know if they're okay with the noises, if they're okay with people being around them, everything that we can make that visit very relaxing for them from the very first moment when they enter. Because when they enter, they have to go through the main part of the barbers to the sensory room. So we want to make sure that nothing is going to scare them away while they're walking into the main barbershop.
Okay.
So all the works in the main barbershop stop. There are no hair dryers. There are no clippers. Everybody is just doing their own thing without cutting or without paying too much attention to the child, because this might be a little bit, stressing them out as well.
Okay.
And yeah, so the first thing, the doors open and the child sees the, stickers of Peppa Pig and other characters, and they just run straight into the room like they know it's for them.
Yes, okay.
Like they know, like they've been there before.
Yeah.
Yes.
So there's that familiarity then with those characters, makes
yes.
them feel comfortable. All those noises have been subdued or eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is nice and calm. And then they get in there, and how then does the hair cutting process start? Because I imagine then kind of sitting them up in the chair and
so
getting the scissors at the hair.
So we give them some time. We give them some time. We have to give them some time and try to watch them a little bit. I would pay attention to what toys they're looking at. Do they like to play with balls, or they like to play with blocks, or they maybe don't have any interest in any toys? And then while I am trying to check them out a little bit and see what they're interested with, I'm going to have a chat with parents about previous experience and what happened in the past. Is it that they were always like this, that don't like haircuts, or maybe is it caused by some traumatic experience from the past?
And all if all is going well, that's great. You get through the haircut. If at a certain point in the haircut they start to object, you know, actually, I don't like this anymore, how do you manage that?
So first I have to really know that the child is going to let me finish the haircut before I start. Then if I am thinking that, okay, it might be good, but I'm still not 100% sure that we can go ahead with the full haircut, I'll do everything not to disconnect any part of the haircut. So at any time, even if we did the only half of the haircut, they would be still able to walk out and nobody would notice that the haircut didn't happen.
Okay.
And we can split the haircut in maybe two visits. But usually the first visits are much longer than the visits for the returning customers.
Yeah.
So then if the child is, for example, in a need of a movement break and they need to get off the chair and run around or have a spin around the shop, we let them do that. So we take a 5 minutes break or 10 minutes break. Sometimes they need a break from me. So I have to leave the room and then come back in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I think there'll be lots of people listening to this who've got children with those sensory difficulties or additional needs, and maybe they haven't been for a haircut before. They feel a bit of trepidation and a bit of nervousness, and they will really welcome the way you describe it there. And they'll think, you know what, this is manageable. We can do it the way Maggie describes. So, Maggie, thanks a million for coming
in and
joining us.
Maggie Radetzka
is from Cut and Fun in Inchicore.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.